Call the August 15th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Call Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea. Alderman Mayor.
Is excused for the moment.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, I'm going to get into trouble here, but I want to recognize the birthday of the city attorney tomorrow. I wish him... See, I told you. Told you. Wish him all the best, and he's still older than me. Okay. Move on to item B1, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak your piece. The answer to your question is yes.
My name is Dave Gudgeon. I live at 7270 South 51st Street. I'm here for item G12. If you have any questions or need any other information, I did hand out a paper on the subdivision that I'm in, showing that there are wells in the area, approximately 94, and wells that are... With city water available, there's 24, and I believe there was only 17 homes that are on city water.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the citizen comment period. We move on to item C, the approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting of August 1st.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The opposed, motion carries. Move on to item D, a public hearing on ordinance change to the 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change a future land use map, designation of a three-lot certified survey map. Madam Clerk, do you have a notice to read?
Yes. Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, August 15th, 2017 at 6:30 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation of Lot 3 of Certified Survey Map 8907, property located at 11906 and 11908 West Loomis Road, from areas of natural resource features use and water use to residential use and areas of natural resource features use and water use. Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC applicant. The property which is the subject of this application bears tax key number 891-9989001. Consisting of approximately 4.55 acres of land. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statute 66.10014D. Public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk, the Franklin Public Library, and on the city's website at www.franklinwi.gov. Any questions or comments about the proposed amendment to the Comprehensive Master Plan may be directed to Joel Deedle, City of Franklin Planning Manager, dated this fifth day of July 2017.
The high level on this is the city no longer zones for conservancy district. But we need to change the Comprehensive Master Plan so that it does not reflect that as well. That's the purpose of this. This is a properly noticed public hearing. I'll open a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing on this matter. Without objection, we can move to take up this item, which is item G2, ordinance to amend the Comprehensive Master Plan. Is there a motion regarding this matter?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
He's got his hand up over there.
Sorry, Mayor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One thing I wanted to add to it.
Alderman Nelson.
After looking through this, just wondering if on page 25, the top of these small paragraphs, it says, it should be noted that the special use approval included the two conditions below, which will be addressed by the subject applications. Wondering if that basically could be added to on page 29, the very top, above section 2, if that simply could be added to special use conditions apply. So in essence, it would say natural resource features, use, and water use. Such property is more particularly described within resolution number 2017 of even date herewith. Special use conditions apply. Would that make sense to add that in there, or is that something that is not really...
Mr. Deedle, it seems to me that we're taking care of these two items today.
Yep. So two conditions from the special use was to do the comp plan amendment and to do the rezoning. And that came out of the special use that was required for this. There were other conditions from that special use, one of which is the CSM. They're working on that now. It's under staff review. So we'll catch those conditions if you want, if that makes sense.
I'm fine.
So motion stands as...
No. He's talking about item G3. He's a step ahead.
Well, once again, Alderman, you're a step ahead. So the motion...
Page 25 is on
G2.
But
he was asking for him to be included in G3.
Next time, I'll just say...
No.
No, he's actually on... No, 29, on which is G. Still G2.
Never mind.
Still G2, but thanks for the admonishment.
The motion stands as voted. It was 5 ayes, no noes,
a camel,
1 absent, no abstentions. And for the record, Alderman Alderman Mayer is here at 6:30. I'll say 7, because that's when you sat down. Is that all right?
I can accept that.
All right, good. Move on to item G. We move back to item E, organizational business. Any requests for separate action? Is there a motion to approve the appointments as listed?
So moved.
So second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye. Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. I thought you were waggling at me.
Cool.
City Attorney. We have no letters and petitions. We move on to reports and recommendations. Item G1, donations. Any requests for separate action?
Nope. Motion approved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item G3, which is the rezoning for the property we just talked about. Alderman Nelson.
Recommendation. Move forward.
Second.
Alderman Nelson moved to approve.
Are we amending it or not?
No. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. How do you like that, Dan? See you later. Item G4, resolution conditionally approving certified survey map for the condominiums for Newman Development on South 76th Street. Alderman Nelson.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G5, which is a resolution approving condominium plat for these condominiums for Newman Company. Alderman Nelson.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6 is an amendment to the agreement between Milwaukee County and the City of Franklin extending fire ALS, through 2020, and it adds a $10,140 cost. Fire Chief Remington.
As you know, this agreement was negotiated between Milwaukee County Department of Office of Emergency Management and the ICC. The initial contract was a 2-year term for 17 and 18. We had the option to extend that, which provides our medical direction, continuing education, and quality assurance through 2020 if we agreed to participate in a system that basically combines our computer-aided dispatch information. It would theoretically allow another municipality to dispatch our, to view what units are available and theoretically dispatch them if they are available. I'm told that we can set user permissions that do not allow them to dispatch our units to their city without our approval. We would certainly require that that be in place. We were initially, during the negotiation process, led to believe that participation in this would be optional. It quickly became clear that participation would be required in order to be remain part of the contract. And initially not sure of operating costs, but there are some costs incurred for the licensing fees and maintenance of the software. So that's where the $10,000 fee, I believe, comes in.
$10,000 comes in to gets paid when?
That has not been made clear to anyone. I assume this would be handled like our previous supplies that we get from Milwaukee County EMS, and that the costs of those are deducted from that supplemental payment before it gets sent to us. With the radio fees that we're now paying, we are paying a separate fee for that. I would think this would be handled along with that radio fee that fire and police are paying.
And when's the intention that the software will be loaded and operational?
My understanding is late 2018, early 2019. I think they're going to concentrate on the departments that really utilize it, being the shared services, Milwaukee, North Shore, TOSA, West Dallas, departments that cross borders on a daily basis. We don't really do that. Most of our mutual aid responses are to Hales Corners, and our dispatchers, for the most part, are listening to their frequencies and dispatching us in real time anyway. There's not a whole lot of benefit for our department in the way we operate currently with our current mutual aid agreements, but does a county-wide shared resources where everybody can see everyone else's unit availability, it makes sense. I believe the ICC felt with the money on the table through 2020 that it was worth our participation in this.
Alderman Mayer.
Just a couple of questions, and then in the end, I don't think we have any choice but to go along with this. I think we're held over.
That was kind of our consensus through the entire process.
Yes. We would stand to lose a lot more than we gain. First of all, Mr. Mayor, you're on the ICC. The original EMS agreement came through the ICC, correct? Did this amendment?
It was discussed, not part of the original contract, as I recall.
Discussed. Approved?
I don't recall. I don't believe so.
Okay.
This requirement was part of the original contract. The specifics of the amendment was not, to my knowledge, discussed.
Right. I just
understand,
wonder why
Chief,
it didn't happen.
Alderman, I was supposed to be on the negotiating committee, but was not invited to any of the meetings.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know how those things
go. As I said, I'm just asking some questions. I think I know the answer to most of them, but in the end, I don't think there's a real choice. Jim, our IT director, put you on the spot. Obviously, this is going to mean major things for you in dispatch. Were you ever consulted on this prior to? Okay. Captain, Police Department, you oversee Dispatch Center.
Inspector.
That's what I said. Inspector.
Which car are you driving tonight?
Right.
yours.
That was good.
Inspector, overseeing the dispatch center where this is going to happen, were you guys consulted prior to this being handed to you? Chief, who knows?
Wait a minute.
We did have
discussions
between ourselves and the police administration as to what it would.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. I'm not saying you guys haven't talked. I'm talking about from outside.
Okay,
that's
from
brought
my
in.
Understanding is
yes.
McLea, the Law Enforcement Executives Association,
yes.
For the most part, is not in favor of this, even though they control the majority of the dispatch centers throughout the county.
So, Chief, this is primarily the fire department side, then. There are two options. One is for PD. One is the FAT POT, which is the fire EMS option, which really is what this is about.
It would theoretically let police departments see shared resources as well, and I don't know to what extent and what advantage that would be. But
so, Chief, who knows how to run your department better than you? Who knows what you need better than you? Were you consulted on this before you were told this is going to happen?
No. It became clear that if we wanted to participate in the extension of the contract, that this would be required.
And you, we do get a supplemental payment from Milwaukee County as a paramedic host, $110,000-ish. Right, and so we could say that, that this payment comes from that supplement.
That was the way I...
Now, you're budgeting. We expect you, and you obviously are a very conscientious manager. You budget into the future. I would have suspect that you were budgeting with that money in mind, with those finances in mind, well into the future. So now this would kind of cut some out of there, and that's going to have to be made up somewhere. Or some cut's going to be made, or it's going to come back from the tax levy. So really, this could be looked at as an increase. So I just came from a Cudahy meeting where I serve as fire chief, and for Cudahy, they're not a host community, so this is nothing more than an unfunded mandate on Cudahy and some other communities, as you could view it on this as well. So I discussed this, and my conclusion is there is no option. It's got to be done. We got to go along with it. So with that in mind, I can't come here tonight and vote no, but I can't come here tonight and vote yes. So I will be abstaining from this vote. Nothing further. Thank you.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. When this addition here, this was negotiated, you said you were invited, repeat what you said, because you just recently joined this committee, correct?
No, the different issue.
This is different?
Yeah. I was appointed to the negotiating committee for the EMS contract.
Okay.
I've also been elected to the EMS council, which is a whole different thing.
Well, you were nominated by the ICC and then appointed by the exec to the, and the county confirmed you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so this was prior to, because obviously this has been going on for a while.
This was part and parcel of the contract negotiations for the renewal that we did 6 months ago.
Which takes us to 2020.
Right.
And then in 2020, then we don't know where we're going
to
be.
Oh, actually, this takes us to 2018. This change takes us through 2020.
Right.
The contract went through 2018. This adds 2 years.
Okay. This one, really before I got into this item, Alderman Mayer called me this morning, and so we had a nice conversation, and then I did talk to our chief, and I did put a call into Christine Westrich, who is the director of emergency management, and she did not return that call. It was later in the afternoon, and I left the courthouse so she could have called there. I don't know, but the issue really is we are stuck with this, all right? But the conversation I had with Alderman Mayer and the chief is we better have a plan for what's going to happen when this EMS paramedic contract is up. Because just like our budgets here are extremely tight in the city of Franklin, which they are in every municipality, the county's is in not any different shape. Okay, we probably have, I think, about a $50-some million projected deficit before we even start the budget. And if you recall back in for the 2012 budget, this is before I got elected to the board, the county executive ably tried to eliminate the EMS paramedic program. He said, we're not going to pay this. We're not going to pay this, $3.5 million plus the payments and that. And at that time, it was a different county board. It was different sets of mayors, village presidents, and that didn't fly. And it was renewed, and that was for 4 years to 2016, I believe. And in 2016, the county executive, in a election year, so when you're doing the fall 2015 for the 2016 budget, he didn't want to take that fight on. And I would say that the likelihood of this continuing is probably pretty slim. So, as we had the conversation this morning, and as Alderman Mayer and I, we talked about, is we better have a plan, because this is going to be on us, I think, because I don't know how you can take, county tax dollars, which are limited already, and put them back to municipalities and pay that, $3.5 million? Is that a year for that?
1.5 actually was reduced for the last, 2 contracts.
But what about for the operations portion of it? There's the, front end and the back end.
$150,000.
Well, there's the operations of the program, and then there's what the payments
that... There's the run reimbursement.
Right, that was $500,000 that was distributed by one, first come, first serve. That's the part that they went after to fund this project.
Right.
At least the setup and startup of it. That will be gone after this. It will be decreasing over the next 4 years to nothing, that $500,000. From that, we received probably about between $20,000 and $30,000. So we're losing that in addition to gaining, you know, taking on this operating cost over the next.
Right. So the thing is, we have to be prepared. And I know you said you're starting to have those conversations and that.
That conversation, I see this, whatever happens after this, I don't see individual municipalities going their own separate ways. We need to find a way to hold a system together, whether it's Milwaukee County running it or the municipalities.
The writing's on the wall, I think, big time. And then this, really, the way you explained it to me, this really benefits the city of Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
And only the city of Milwaukee, and does not really benefit us. So we are paying $10,000, Cadet's paying about $10,000, and all these other municipalities that are not the city of Milwaukee are paying for this to benefit the city of Milwaukee. That doesn't sit well, I think, with any of the seven of us up here. I'm sure the seven in Cadet didn't feel that way, but we're kind of put in this position. But when you have limited resources at the county level and you see this happening, the fact is it's $10,000. You know, we got money back. It's cheaper to do it this way, but at some point it's not going to be there. So I'm going to vote for this because, you know, we do have to. We're not crazy about it because look where the money is actually going. But as long as we start having these conversations and not be caught, yeah, thank you.
Well, rest assured, the mayors and village presidents are aware of what's going on. Some may or may not want to admit it for various political reasons, but the EMS system is going away. And I see that in the EMS council meetings where all we're getting is data reports and nothing going towards improvements of service. And then you look at the reimbursement right here. The reality is we're going to spend $10,000 be signed into a contract that we'll get no benefit from after 2020. And have no asset.
Right.
So we'll be funding $10,000 more to the county tax without any benefit. So,
it benefits the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah, I always like sending Tom Barrett checks.
Yeah.
But rest assured that the chief and I, and you're all welcome to participate in this, chief and I have been having conversations about what we do next. There are hospital providers around that are talking about what do we do next. So it's on people's minds. So, is there a motion regarding this matter?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Abstain.
I won't call for a roll call. Five ayes, no noes, one abstention, no absent. Motion carries. Move on to item G15, addendum to, thank you, Chief. Addendum to number one to the TDS
so
service.
More.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8 is a authorization for a contract for Ehlers to do pro forma review for TID 5. Questions for the...
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I think you all saw the notice that... Crohn's announced their building of the training center across the street. It's good news. Thank you, Aaron. You all saw my email about that. Thank you. G9, support for no parking at College Avenue from 27th Street to 35th Street.
Mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm.
This is for Glenn. Glenn, in the Milwaukee County's letter, they talk about putting the signs from the entire stretch from 35th to 27th. 35th Street, beginning at that, is actually a sidewalk that's separated. So I don't think that property owner really needs a sign there. So I would suggest starting at the Woods Complex. So I'm going to amend the motion to authorize staff to forward a letter to Milwaukee County in support of the no parking sign on the south side of West College Avenue from 27th Street to the Woods Senior Complex.
Second.
Discussion on motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G10, resolution authorizing acceptance of a conservation easement for the Franklin Public School District.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.